Hello, this is Roger Strauss, and this is Jumpstart Rewind. This is part of our Heavenbound podcast family. Jumpstart number 2023, first written January 25th, 2018. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Our verse today begins with what is commonly called the Great Invitation of Jesus Christ. There are several remarkable thoughts that we do well just to look at carefully and thoughtfully. First, it's remarkable that Jesus wants us. He calls us for us to come to him. He alone is the answer that the world needs. He alone is the answer that you and I need. This invitation of Jesus is found illustrated in the manner Christ walked upon this earth. He wasn't secluded. He wasn't unapproachable, hard to find, or kept away from the crowds. It was just the opposite. Friend and foe easily found Jesus. They begged Jesus to come to their home and to heal their family members. They interrupted him while he was teaching. Martha did that. The man who wanted Jesus to sell the family inheritance did that. Come to me is a call of Jesus. He didn't have bodyguards. He didn't have front men screening the people. Secondly, this invitation or call goes to those who are weary and heavy laden. Jesus is inviting those who are tired. Not tired because they've been up all night, not because tired because they've had a long journey, but those who are tired of life. They are tired of being beat up by life. They are tired of failing. They're tired of guilt. They're tired of sin. The heavy laden is what life does to us. The demands, the guilt, the burdens, the failures we make because we haven't followed Christ. We are worn out, beat up, and we are defeated. This is who Jesus is calling. It's not the best. It's not those who have their act all together. It's not those who are spotless and near perfect. No, it's the other end of the line. It's those who are tired and dirty and dragging their feet. They have chased a dollar and didn't find anything worthwhile. They have lived without God and that got them nowhere. They bowed to idols and those idols provided no help. They are tired of being alone. They're tired of being scared. What a group of people. The spiritual homeless, the spiritual loss, the spiritual failures, our names would be right there among them. Many do not recognize that they are weary and heavy laden. They are sinking lower and lower in sin and doing more and more wrong things, but that's all they know. Another day is but another day without God. For so many, that will be today. No prayers to start today. No scriptures to mold their thoughts and their character today. No desire to be a servant of others. No shame in having a foul or offensive mouth. But for some, this is getting very old. They are miserable, tired, and wondering what happens at the end. Thirdly, Jesus calls them to find rest. Come to me is the invitation. Many have misread this. They say, come to me, but what does that mean? Go to church? They mean to gather with the church family to worship. That is biblical, expected, and helpful. But the rest doesn't come from the church. Our rest, we find, is coming from Jesus Christ. Just as the people are the government, the saved are the church. We are the former weary and heavy-laden people. We are people who have found the rest. The help didn't come from within us. It's not us who can help others. It's Jesus. Come to me is what Jesus says. Thousands flock to church buildings every week. They love the singing, the feeling, the atmosphere, but deep down that weariness lingers. The church doesn't solve the problems. The church can't. It's only Jesus. We can preach to church so much that a person might get the impression that we do not even need Jesus. What a mistake that is. Fourthly, Jesus tells us that the weary are to come to him. Come to me are the words. That takes some action on our part. That involves getting up and getting out of our chair. We want God to come to us. We want to sit in our chair watching TV and then God comes and fixes our problems. We say a simple prayer and we want all things to be made right, hopefully by the morning. God fixes my finances. God fixes my mate. God fixes my kids. God fixes my boss. We want to sit back and have God do all the work. The call here is for us to come to him. Jesus didn't say, I'm coming to you, but rather you come to me. That takes some doing on our part. That means that we must have some drive about us. The guy with the lazy bones won't come. He'll wait and wait for God to come to him, but that's not the reading of this passage. Fifth, what follows is what we do when we come to Jesus. Two action words, take and learn. Take my yoke, that means direction. Yokes were put around oxen to pull carts. We can carry these burdens because we now have a yoke that allows us to do that. Then learn from me. Learn what we've seen in Jesus. We see righteousness. We see obedience. We see faithfulness. We see one committed. We see compassion. We see a servant. We see somebody busy spiritually. We see goodness. We see that. Do we learn anything from that? Now, here is where you and I see things and we must learn things. Obviously, in the scriptures, we open the New Testament and we see, learn, believe, and become. It doesn't take too many pages in the New Testament to get the idea that we've often had too much of us in us. Selfishness blinds us. Selfishness feeds greed and jealousy. Selfishness resists changing and admitting wrong. Come, take, come, learn. This is where you find rest. The rest offered by Jesus doesn't fall from heaven like manna. There are actions on our part. Could it be that I've never taken the yoke of Christ? Could it be I've never learned from Christ? Well, I go to church, somebody says, great, but are you putting on the yoke of Jesus and are you learning from Jesus? I often fear two things come out from our learning part. First, some never learn. They come and they sit. They come and stare. They never build a bridge from the preached word of God to their own lives. They come year after year, but they remain the same. They have never, ever learned. Secondly, some have learned facts, but they've never learned to become. They could name the rivers. They could find cities on the Bible map. They could tell you the names of the judges, the apostles, the books of the Bible in order. They know a bunch of stuff about the Bible, but they've never learned to become like Jesus. They are not changed. And in all of this, they still lack that rest that Jesus offers. The rest is forgiveness from your sins. The rest is hope in a world that is lost. The rest is peace of mind. The rest is pleasing your God. The rest is confidence and assurance that's wrapped in the grace of God. Death is no longer a fear, not when one has Christ. The thoughts of the day are about glorifying God. Opportunities to serve are sought out every day. You will find that you have changed. You're more interested in Him than you are yourself. Come to me and find rest for your souls. It's there. Do you have it today? Thank you for listening.